Om Shanti. Om Shanti to my dear sisters and brothers. It's good to connect with all of you again. I've been engaged in a few other things over the last couple of Sundays, but now with you. And even though it's International Yoga Day next Sunday, I'm sure that there'll be space to connect with all of you Sunday also. And today, firstly, just to say that upstairs on the mountain is beautiful. It's really lovely weather. The temperature is like between 20 to 22 Celsius in the mornings in Gyanshruwar, and the lovely breeze and the work that's being done for greening Naki Lake, the perimeter of Naki Lake, and the work that's being done in Janki Park is just fantastic. A total of 5,000 fruit trees have been planted on the ground level, but also across the terrace on the mountain. Many of you have seen that, but at the moment, the trees, 500 mango trees, so the trees are laden with fruits. They haven't ripened yet. The Shantiwan mangoes have ripened, but not the mountain. And just an amazing variety, 21 varieties of fruit trees. And a tree which is a tomato tree. The seed of that came from Singapore. I've never seen a tomato tree. I've seen lots of tomato plants, but not a tree. And this is a real full-grown tree with tomatoes that were dangling and looking very lovely, but it's not yet ready, very green. So that's one side of the picture. And then the other side, Peace Park. Yesterday, it was important to go to Peace Park. The 40 brothers who are serving there have really been isolated from the family for a couple of months. And so it was very lovely to go there and meet Bejul and Kishore Bhai and the team there. And again, the work that's being done in Peace Park is just stunning, really, really beautiful. So Baba's creating heaven on earth, literally. If you go around Naki Lake and the gardens there, it's a real taste of heaven on earth. And if this is what can happen now, even though Prakriti, nature, matter, is still tamoguni, just imagine what Satyug will be like. And it was just lovely to be with the brothers and sisters and the family in Pandav Bhavan, Baba's room, and of course, Gyanshruwar. And now I'm back in Shantivan, and lovely to be back here again. Gadi Ratan Mohini read the Murli this morning, and as you know, Sunday's Murlis really are the benchmark. They set the high standards that we need to achieve before the end of the Kalpa. Baba constantly encourages us, reminding us of our role. Baba uplifts us and gives us courage and power to achieve the goals that he set for us and that we set for ourselves also. So today's Murli, and I want to mention also the Murli of 2 weeks ago, because it struck a very deep chord in my heart. So today's Murli first, because you'll be hearing that in a little while. And of course, Baba's talked about meeting the double foreigners, the love with which they come to Madhuban. And it seems that 26 January, they've been waiting patiently for their turn to meet Baba, while Bharatvasis were meeting Baba in the previous meetings. So today, Baba's giving them the lottery of their turn to meet with Baba. But also Baba's meeting with the people who are celebrating their Silver Jubilee, 25 years with Baba. And the things that Baba shared with them are not just for them then. Now, of course, many, many of the double foreign family have gone way past 25, 30, 40, 45 years in Gyan. And Baba's given a very special reminder to those who've been long-term with Baba. Baba's saying that those of you who came at the beginning, and I'm putting it now in the context of beginning of foreign service, you became instruments, you became nimit. And those who become nimitz reach a very special level, but also they're able to receive special blessings from Baba and gifts from Baba for having been with Baba over a long period of time. So I think that's a very beautiful reminder to those who've been on the journey for decades and decades and are wondering, well, how much longer? You know, that skit that Shakti Bhavan did in 1991 in the first year of Global House in December for our Christmas party. And I laughed and laughed and laughed at that time. And I thought that, you know, this is a joke, because they showed the Shakti Bhavan sisters were all in their 20s at that time. They'd sprinkled talcum powder on their hair to make it look gray. And they'd taken canes, and different people were around, Joy and Sarah and others participating in that fun moment. And so they were depicting that years and years from now, decades from 1991, all the Shaktis by then have grown old and they're carrying canes, they've got their backs bent, and they're laughing and saying that, well, we thought that Vinash was going to come very quickly, but it's taken its own sweet time. And today, it's true, it's taken its own sweet time because we've taken our own sweet time. But it's beautiful to see many of those Shaktis still around and many others, not in Shakti Bhavan, in Shanti Bhavan, or in their own homes, their family bhavans. All of them so dedicated and with Baba consistently through all the years. And so many things have come. You've had to face a lot. You've had to listen to a lot. And you've had the courage to deal with everything. And so Baba's acknowledging that and saying that Baba is giving you extra courage, extra health, extra support, and maybe even extra marks at the end. So thank you for that. But also, Baba's reminding all of us that at this moment, what is it that we need to do? I want to mention the things that are happening out there. You know, Shankar carries the trident, the three-pronged fork. And this represents the transformation that's going to happen. But one of the prongs of that trident is natural disasters, which are escalating. The second is civil war. And when you use the word civil war like Baba has done, I don't know what that means to you, but it's the battle of brothers. Just as we're using brothers in that generic sense, so sisters are included, but souls, brothers, so the brotherhood on the one side, but brother fighting against brother. And we're witnessing that in countries not just far away, but right where many of you are sitting. And the third, of course, the final button. And okay, whenever that happens, we'll deal with it. But at this moment, what is it that I need to do? And the blessing of today's Murli gives an indication of what we need to do. Baba saying you've been struggling with your own sanskars and been involved in the battle of your own sanskars for a long time. Now, just fill yourself with Baba's power and be the instruments who can give so that you're able to give cooperation to others, you're able to give support to others, you're able to give the spiritual power that they need. And Baba seems to be talking about both the Brahmin family being cooperative, supporting and generating that spiritual power, but also the world out there. If ever there's a time when we see how much the world needs God and God's children, I think this is a time to be able to see it. And so a very clear agenda for what it is we need to do. And another interesting comment from Baba. If you wait for all your sanskars to become the same, when do you think that'll happen? End of the cycle? No, it's never going to happen. Starting right from number one, number two, Baba's commented that Baba's sanskars and Mama's sanskars were different. And yes, both Satupradhan, both Karmatit, both Avyat, both name all the virtues of the Golden Age, 16 celestial degrees complete, Mama and Baba both. But Baba, ready for action instantly now. Mama, soft like the moon. Baba, the sun, radiating, radiating. Mama, the soft, gentle moon, the mother. Baba, the ocean, and Brahma Baba, the master ocean. And so all the treasures of the ocean coming up in every single murli, so many topics that Baba covers. And on the other side, Mama, one topic, a powerful river but flowing in one steady direction. Mama would take up one topic and clarify the whole subject. Baba, Trikaldarshi, the one who could see the three aspects of time, Bas and Dada together doing that. And Mama, gently listening and understanding and then being able to give her words of wisdom and good counsel and support and encouragement. So, different roles, different qualities, different sanskars, but both working in harmony together, absolute harmony. This is why Vishnu, one head and four arms, not going in different directions. And so for all of us, if we are waiting for our sanskars to be the same, it's never going to happen. But that's not what the drama is about. In the drama, each one with their own role, each one with beautiful sanskars in their original pure state of being. And that's all Baba's asking us to do. Emerge your own highest satoguni sanskars and learn to be in harmony with each other, recognizing each other's qualities and specialities. And the problem arises when, out of ego, I say, I think this, and so all of you have to think like me. Not possible. It really isn't possible. But Baba's instructions, what is Srimad? And yes, I know that Srimad addresses the spiritual principles, but if we understand and come together on that level of spirituality and the principles of spirituality, then my idea, your idea, another one's idea, all becomes a dance in which we're working together, keeping the highest spiritual consciousness in front of us and instructions in front of us. So under the canopy of Srimad, we can dance together with different ideas, different sanskars, and it's all a beautiful game and a dance. We forget about Srimad and the highest consciousness that we need to have, and then we tread on each other's toes, and ouch, it hurts, and it's not so easy. So Baba's reminded us that, no, sanskars are going to be different. It also reminded me of the situation when, after Mama had left, 1966, and I got pulled into that meeting for reasons only known to Baba. It was a seminar in which the daddies and the senior brothers were all there, and Baba pulled me into it, and I sat by the doorstep feeling I shouldn't be here. But after Drishti, Baba asked Didi Manmohini, What did you discuss? And Devi's first point was, when Mama was around, Mama visited all the centers and Mama played a wonderful role. And Brahmins were enthused. Everyone felt uplifted. They did a lot of service, public events. High-level people came to meet Mama. And now, since Mama's departure was just a year later, that same level of service hasn't happened. Can Baba appoint a second Mama? Devi's question. And Baba, going deep into silence, holding everyone in that silence, and Baba saying, there can never be a second Mama. But yes, each one of you can go around to the other centers and serve there and give them all your experiences, and you'll find the same level of interest from Brahmins, from the people out there, the public, and also high-level contacts. But there cannot be a second Mama. When Brahma Baba left, Shiv Baba said in that first Murali, 21st January 1969, which is like the commandments for the army, Baba said, when a father goes, nobody can take the father's place, but the elder brothers and sisters come together to look after the family. When Devi left, somebody said to Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani, now you have to play a double role of Devi and Dadi. From the Gaddi in Pandit Bhavan, in the Murali class in the morning, Dadiji said, this is the question she had been asked. And it was a very emotional time. You can imagine Devi, the mother, looking after everyone with amazing wisdom, the manager of the Yagya. And Dadi said, nobody can take Devi's place. I cannot take her place. Her role was her role. And what I can do, I will do as Baba's instrument and play my role. So my point that nobody can take the place of another. And nobody can compete with another. That is a fact of the drama. It's the beauty of the drama. It's the variety of the drama. It's the benevolence of the drama. That each one has their own very specific role to play with their own special talents and qualities and skills. And the problem comes in when I think I can play the role somebody else is playing and I forget the role I need to play. So a beautiful reminder today in Baba Smurli about different roles and different expectations and the way to dance together in harmony with each other. And that will bring the final revelation of God. Another thing that I want to mention, Baba very, very often talks about newness, newness, newness. And of course, on the one level, Baba means the newness of my own stage. And have I been able to move up further, higher, better than I was a day ago, a month ago, a year ago? And if there's a steady movement forward and upward, then yes, I can reach my destination. If it's sometimes up, sometimes down, 10 steps forward, 3 steps back, I don't know when I can reach my destination. And so I need to keep moving forward. So Baba said, keep your aim and the reality of your practical life both together, Lakshya and Lakshan, qualities. Lakshya, your aim, and the Lakshan, the qualities. And keep matching the two. And regularly, in fact, I would say every day, remind yourself of the aim. Baba said, from time to time, remind yourself of the aim. And so, newness and effort, yes, definitely. Each one of us, I'm sure, wants that and is making effort for that. but Unison Service, January 1986 is the Murli 26. In India, Republic Day, but the rest of the world, any other day, but it was the beginning of the International Year of Peace. And Australia sparked a title, Million Minutes of Peace. And a group worked on it together, first in London and then the rest of the world, creating a program that was completely new. It was our first international project, and especially in the context of partnership with the UN, and so many guidelines that we weren't even aware of, but also zero budget. We started with zero budget, and we still didn't have a budget at the end, because everything just happened with God's grace and the plan of drama. And like Baba has said, you're going to face challenges. There will be many obstacles. There will be many challenges. But Baba will help you navigate your way through that. And yes, you have to have the courage and take Baba's power. And so from January, the seed had been planted at the 1st of January, I think, that title, Million Minutes, had come to us. I asked Charlie on the phone, what does it mean? And he said, oh, I haven't had thoughts. We haven't had time to think it through. And so the team got working on it, and the idea kept growing and growing. It was meant to be just the UK, but 40 countries in Madhuban wanted to pick up on it. And then every country where there was a center picked up on it, but totally 88 countries. So that's 28 more countries than places where we had centers picked up on it finally. And Baba touched intellects and made things happen. And the huge lessons we learned, not only about working with the world out there, but also working amongst ourselves. That was the birth of the regional coordinating offices and the RC's group. And we enjoyed it so much and found it so highly intoxicating and beneficial that more or less that group has stayed from 1986, we had additions come in. I don't think we've had any departures. No. Daddy is still the head of the RCs, helping from above, but all the other RCs are still there. I'm told by the extended group of about 15 of us. And we still continue to serve in that capacity, and more have joined, and that's been beautiful. So Baba talked about newness, and Baba was already touching souls and moving things forward. So many, many new things happened. 7 Peace Messenger Awards, an international one for Dadiji. She went to New York to the UN to be there. And then, of course, UK also, and 5 other countries too. But not only did we learn about service, we learned about ourselves, a huge amount of learning. And then, of course, the second international project and the third. So it was a time of great newness. And the excitement of that period, the joy and the challenges, all were shaping us and bringing us together closer and closer. And that continues. So a wonderful opportunity for that memory to emerge. But I also now want to talk about the 18th January, 86 Murli, that we read about 2 weeks ago. I found it extremely insightful. Mama telling us the secret of success is but the power of tolerance and the power to be able to merge. I've tolerated something, but then I say I had to tolerate so much, 50% gone. But I've tolerated something and I've merged it. I've accommodated it, and it's gone. And that was Mama's story. She didn't talk about her illness. She didn't talk about her challenges. She just tolerated and merged it and moved forward to becoming Paramiti. Dada Vishwakishore talking about unbroken faith and also intoxication. And when I've heard Daddy Janki speak about how he always felt that he was the child of the first emperor and empress, Lakshmi and Narayan, I remembered it from Daddy's stories, and she's often talked about Dada Vishwakishore and how amazing he was, and Baba's right hand, and the sort of pressure that came on Brahma Baba as a human after Dada's departure. But Baba acknowledged it in the Smriti. He had the intoxication of being the first prince of the first emperor and empress. And it touched me very deeply just to hear Baba say that, because I don't think most of the world knew Dada Vishwakishore, the original group, and then those who came into connection until 68, or were Baba's children till 68, knew him, but that's a tiny proportion, a real tiny proportion, and he doesn't often get a mention, because his work was not giving classes, or being on the stage, or the platform. Totally, totally background work, incognito work, a silent, silent supporter of the sisters and the youngsters. Always providing whatever was needed, Baba gave a signal and it would happen. So it was beautiful hearing from Baba about that role of that soul. And then Bibi, talking about holding the hand or giving the hand. So the father holding the hand of the child, and I'm the child, but I, the parent, giving my hand and support for Baba's yagya. It's a big question for many. How can God be my child? And my understanding and my experience of it is, when I am ready to give my child, Baba, the yagya, everything, that is when I've made Baba my heir. My time, my energy, my skills, my thoughts, and yes, even my money. When I'm ready to actually make Baba my child, the yagya my child, I accept the responsibility of being the one who can give something to the yagya. Baba doesn't need anything but to support the yagya. As a child, I'm always receiving, receiving, taking, taking. And Baba doesn't count how much he gives me. Everything is mine. As a parent, you know yourselves, many of you, you cannot count how much time, energy, attention, money, whatever, whatever, you give to your child. You just give and you feel it. It's your responsibility, and not just till they're 18 or 21, but even if they're 50, if they're 60 and you're 80, it's still your child. And so you're still able to give. So very lovely message from Bibi. And of course, Bibi always inquiring further, poking into Baba's intellect to find out more. Baba, why did you send me away without giving me a chance to take leave? And Baba, but that's what made you the conqueror of attachment. Beautiful answer from Baba. So, and the insight I got through all of this in that passage of Baba talking about the advance party. When there has been constant cooperation for Baba and the yagya, Baba is bound to give you help. And so Baba gives you extra marks to help you become karmapit. A very beautiful promise and a guarantee from Baba. So I love the Muralis, I love the Avyakt Muralis, I love the Sakar Muralis, and the Gyan keeps me aware, alert, and keeps me dancing, and it's good. Sangam Yoga is beautiful because through the Muralis we can reach Baba. But through the Avyakt Muralis we reach all the advanced party souls also. Baba gives us amazing insights into what we're doing, how we're doing it. Just imagine, they're asking us for our help and the definition of what Mansa Seva is able to do. And if you don't remember right now, no problem. I won't take up your time much now. I know you've got a very interesting session ahead with the Murali also, the Hindi Wallahs with Sudesh Ben. I recommend you read up again that passage in which the advanced party has specified what is the role of Mansa Seva, service through the mind, at this moment. They spoke about it then, but I think it's very applicable even more so today. So thank you. Lots of love, and I'm sure we'll connect again next week. Enjoy offering Bhog, enjoy the morning. Om Shanti.